Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
If this year happens and how it happens and everything else, lady who will be covering everything for the Cleveland Browns for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline in this training camp coverage powered by WOW Superfast Internet, Kaplan's Furniture, where quality and value cost less, and by Justice & Associates Allstate Agency, Cleveland's fans' destination for insurance. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
we're doing okay today. How anxious, excited are you, and more importantly, do you think the guys are to get out on the football field coming up later this week?
Well, the guys have been out there pretty much every day for the last 10 days, so I think they've kind of gotten acclimated to the situation and have gotten excited about being back. So this will be an opportunity, really, for the media to come out and watch what will be considered to be sort of the first full practice on Friday, but they won't have pads on yet. So it'll be more of a glorified OTA practice with some 11-on-11s and things like that. So you'll be able to see some things, but obviously no tackling, no contact or anything like that. But still, it's just one step closer to a football game.
Mary Kay, I'm curious your thoughts on Baker Mayfield and his offseason and, you know, the conditioning that he's been doing, and the coaches talked about him last week, and it seems to me like it's a different attitude from him, but we don't know yet because they haven't been on the field. But am I fair to think that that's the path we're heading down as far as him being a leader and stepping up in places where maybe he was deficient last year?
Yes, I absolutely 100% think so. I think last year taught him a lot of things, including the fact that he really needed to work a lot harder in the off season on everything. It wasn't a time, to take a few months off and enjoy himself all that time. I mean, he really needed to put his nose to the grindstone to work out. I mean, we know that he added 4 pounds of lean muscle mass and dropped some body fat, and he worked really hard on that footwork. It looks really good just from the little bit of video clips I've been able to see. He's been able to assimilate that into his repertoire. And so I really think that, he's toned it down verbally. We have not heard much from him on anything except for kneeling for the anthem. That was the only time that he kind of stepped out of that moving in silence mode that he's in. But for the most part, I think that, you're seeing a much more focused and determined Baker Mayfield.
Mary Kay, what areas do you think he most needs to improve in for year number three?
Well, I really think it's just a matter of going to the right place with the football more often and not taking unnecessary risks and chances. And I don't think he will. I think that the offense is designed and set up for him to have plenty of outlets, plenty of options, a lot of running game to rely on, and that he's not going to need to do everything to get this offense where it needs to be. I mean, he can be part of the puzzle, not the whole thing. And so he doesn't need to force it. He got into forcing it towards the end of last season. That's why he ended up with 21 interceptions. Now he doesn't have to try to put the team on his shoulders to win a football game.
Mary Kay, I'm curious, with all the talk yesterday about college football perhaps not playing, maybe some teams won't play or some teams or conferences are thinking about moving to the spring, do you think there should be a venue for the NFL to pick up guys who are seniors that, I don't know, maybe could those guys instantly become free agents or maybe thought of having a special supplemental draft if there is no college football season this year? Those were all things I think people were thinking about yesterday. Because there are some quality players out there who are going to be seniors this year who could be playing on NFL teams. Now, normally you'd take them through the draft, but if they were available through some kind of a weird free agency period, do you think that should be, something that the NFL should be considering?
Yeah, you know what? I guess first things first, I guess everyone needs to see what is happening with some of the, the bigger leagues, the Big Ten and things like that. But you make a really good point, and I'm sure that these are things that crossed everyone's mind starting yesterday. Now, I think it's too late to get any of those guys on the football field for this season, but some, you know, things are going to have to change because of what's happening right now, and it will affect the draft and, you know, evaluation of all of these players and whatnot. So, I do think that the NFL and college football, they're going to have to, you know, get together and work in concert to make this okay for these players.
Do you think there could be a supplemental draft, Mary Kay, where, for instance, maybe any kid who wants to be eligible throws his name into a supplemental draft, and maybe the NFL drafts these guys, and if they think they can help this year, great. And otherwise, you have a great big Lake County version of an NFL roster?
You know what? Again, I don't see that happening for this season, but with things changing so rapidly, I suppose that, you know, that anything can happen. I mean, you know, COVID changes so rapidly. Right. The protocols change so quickly. Is there college football? Is there not college football? So I can't say never to anything. It seems really late to try to get any college football players onto NFL rosters for this 2020 season. But as I mentioned before, far stranger things have happened, and nothing is normal anymore. So, you know, nothing would surprise me.
Mary Kay, the thought of Saturday, like Jeff and I were talking about this before the show. Again, and this is contingent on what happens with college football, but that thought of watching a Saturday night primetime game, NFL, kind of exciting. I'd be looking forward to it. I'm not trying to take pleasure in the misery of college football, but I wouldn't mind a NFL Saturday night game if there's no college football.
Well, I've seen it, you know, it written and spoken about that is something that would be considered by the NFL to grab those primetime spots and, you know, to get their product out there. I don't know if, once again, you know, logistically or anything like that, they could make it happen. But I'm sure if they can, they will try to. It could definitely be an appetite for it.
Mary Kay, would you think, I wouldn't think a Saturday afternoon game would be in the best interest of the NFL. I like Andy's idea of a primetime Saturday night game, make it one time, because I would think maybe a Saturday afternoon NFL game would be the least viewed NFL game of the year, of the week. And rather than dilute your product a little bit more and have Thursday night and then Saturday afternoon and Saturday night and then Sunday all day and then Monday night, a Saturday primetime game makes sense. But I think if you do a little bit more than that, maybe you're diluting things.
Yeah, I mean, I would think Saturday night primetime would be, you know, something to keep an eye on as far as Saturday of college football to watch or no big time college football to watch. I'm sure that's also a spot that people would look at maybe trying to do something. But it's getting late. Once again, it's getting very, very late to try to change everything up logistically and otherwise. I mean, you know, there's so many plans and protocols that have to be in place just to even get a practice on the field, to start switching up schedules and, you know, games and all those kinds of things. I just think it might be difficult.
Mary Kay, how many spots do you think are legitimately up for grabs, you know, on this team, starting spots on this team as we, you know, as we look forward to, you know, camp starting and heading toward against the Ravens?
I bet there are all that many starting that are right guards to, you know, I do think at this point that Wyatt Teller is the front runner for that job. And then as far as linebacking jobs are concerned, I think that, you know, those are still all up for grabs, but it's almost more a matter of who's going to play where or who's going to start where. They're going to cross-train all those guys so that they can all play in the middle or weak side or strong side or whatever the case may be. So it's really not as much of a mystery about who will be out there, but maybe where and when.
Mary Kay, they brought in a couple of offensive linemen for depth. Do you think they're comfortable with Wyatt Teller as the starting right guard? You just mentioned Wyatt. Yeah. I get the feeling that they would be.
Yeah, right now I do think that they would be. So, you know, he started the last 9 games of last season there, and I know he's worked incredibly hard in the offseason to try to keep that job. And he will get pressed. Nick Harris will press him, and he will try to step in there. And they really like Nick Harris. Now, he is their developmental center, but he has played guard. And if he can prove that he can handle the job and that he is better than Wyatt Teller, which, once again, I mean, Wyatt's got experience under his belt. But Nick can make a run at it, and I think that it will make both of those guys better.
You know, I think the one thing that we keep hearing about the Browns going into the season, the big X factor outside of linebackers, I think, is the whole Kevin Stefanski mix with having a new team. What's your take on that, and just the whole, how do you think, you know, I asked you about Baker Mayfield. Let's ask the same question about Kevin Stefanski, as he's finally got some time to spend with his actual players and the challenges he's going to have this season.
Well, unfortunately for Kevin Stefanski, he wasn't able to work with these guys in 11-on-11s as much as he would have liked, I'm sure, in this offseason. Now, you would say, okay, well, it's a level playing field. Nobody else can either. Well, everybody else has already done that for the most part because they coached their teams for how many ever in most cases. So it does put the Browns behind the eight ball more than some other teams because, you know, look, it is August 11th today, and Kevin Stefanski has not seen one 11-on-11 drill. He hasn't even seen a 7-on-7 drill, really. I mean, all he's seen so far is a walkthrough, and the season is 1 month away. It boggles my mind to think that, you know, the first time he's going to really see them play in a game setting is against another opponent is going to be in Baltimore on September 13th. But that's the hand that's been dealt him. He's doing a great job of playing it, and he is as seemingly unflappable as everyone told me he would be.
Mary Kay, last thing. If college football goes away completely, or even a little bit, if they have to restructure and Nebraska is playing its own rogue schedule and so is Ohio State or whatever, and the NFL goes full bore, just, hey, here we are, this is a season. Is that a good look or a bad look for the NFL? And should they? I think, yes, they should. They're pros. This is what they do for a living. But, and I understand why colleges might not. But do you think it would be a good or a bad look for the league?
You know what? I think that, once again, I think the NFL, as Kevin Stefanski always says, is going to be ready to pivot and do whatever it takes. And I think we are in a climate and a period right now where people are willing to work together to try to make things equitable for everyone involved. So I don't think that, you know, the NFL is going to do anything to try to harm college football in any way or vice versa. I think they'll do everything in their power to make the players that we're supposed to get are supposed to get drafted this year to help them out and to make that work well for them. And again, who knows? I mean, there could be spring ball. That could change the whole complexion of the draft. It could change what happens here in Cleveland. So everything is still up in the air right now.
Mary Kay, thank you. Next time we talk to you, you will have seen practice and we'll have a much better feel for what this football team might be all about. I can't wait. So enjoy this week.
Thanks. Looking forward to it, and thanks for having me, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The NFL has kicked this around.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.